talked about the idea of patients who were just on dialysis. Can somebody get a transplant and start this workup who's not on dialysis but who has advanced kidney disease?
Absolutely. And that's always our goal, actually, is to try to get people to transplant before they need dialysis. Of course, we're grateful that we have dialysis for patients that need it. But if we can get them to transplant before they even need dialysis, that's a great situation. So anyone who's approaching more advanced chronic kidney disease can be referred to a transplant center to be evaluated and go through the process we were already discussing. And basically, a patient is eligible to be placed on the waiting list when their kidney function is at 20%. Now, not everyone, most people don't need dialysis at that kidney function. They can go down to 15, 10, 5% before they need dialysis. But patients can be placed on the waiting list and start getting time accrued on the waiting list, which is part of the way that we distribute kidneys to patients who from deceased donors.
So how do you actually figure out whether somebody's eligible to be on the list? You said the number 20%. How do you figure that out?
So that's determined by blood works that's drawn at the kidney doctor's office or at your primary care doctor's office. So we look at the laboratory work, and that will tell us at what percent the kidneys are functioning.
Based on a blood test called a creatinine.
Yes.
That can then be used to figure out that percentage.